In Paris, French and German leaders met today to discuss the Greek crisis. They said they're still open to helping Greece solve its debt problem. But a growing number of Germans say there's only one solution they're interested in, and that's getting Greece to give up the euro. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin.
While French President François Hollande spoke of European solidarity, German Chancellor Angela Merkel made it clear no new money is heading to Athens.
Wir sagen gleichzeitig, dass die Voraussetzungen für den Eintritt in Verhandlungen.
She says conditions needed to start talks for a bailout just aren't there at the moment.
Und wir wollen diese eine Währung behalten und dafür ist.
The chancellor adds, to keep this a single currency, we need joint responsibility, not just joint solidarity. That news came as the European Central Bank announced it would not expand its emergency assistance either. The chancellor's ironclad stance is in part because she is under intense pressure at home. There are growing demands from her conservative allies and the German public that Greece be booted out of the eurozone. Many here are irked by the Greek government's snubbing of its creditors, in particular Germany, whose leaders some Greeks have likened to Nazis. Polls last month showed nearly 3 in 5 Germans in favor of Greece leaving the eurozone. Those feelings only increased after Sunday's resounding no vote in the Greek referendum. Walter Ingenried, a 63-year-old from Mönchengladbach who was touring Berlin this afternoon, says his resentment toward Athens has been building over several months.
Ich meine, dass jetzt die Zeit gekommen wäre, dass Griechenland aus dem Euro ausscheidet.
He says it's time for Greece to give up the euro because I don't see it making a serious effort to share in a joint currency with Germany or other European countries with strong economies. He and many other Germans say they can't understand why 5 years since its bailout began, Greece has made little progress in ending corruption and tax evasion and failed at delivering enough reforms. Even Apostolos Tsalastras, the treasurer of Oberhausen, which was the most indebted city in Germany some years back, expressed impatience with the Athens government.
Aber ich glaube schon, dass es jetzt dringend notwendig ist, dass auch die griechische Regierung.
The son of Greek immigrants says it's imperative for the Greek government not only to focus on how serious the situation is, but to take responsibility and lead the country out of crisis. That's not going to happen with its constant refusal to engage its eurozone partners, Salastras adds. Nevertheless, he hopes Greece will stay in the eurozone.
Wenn solche krisenhaften Situationen eintreten.
Tsalastras, like many financial experts here, says if Greece were to leave, it would set a dangerous precedent for other member countries facing debt issues. That would result not only in financial turmoil within the eurozone, but could mean an end of the currency. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.